Gospels, such as the one that we have this weekend, kind of hit us like a splash of cold water. As it reminds us that Jesus, while we often hear about his great mercy and compassion, also has high standards for us. And he warns us not to be mistaken that his mercy and compassion brings with it a lowering of standards, but his mercy and compassion help us to reach the standards that he has for us. As he says, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill." And so his mercy and compassion help us to bring a fulfillment to his standards. This fulfillment, which tells us that our righteousness should surpass even the scribes and the Pharisees themselves. And while the bluntness of Jesus' words today come from a place that may challenge us, they also continue to come from a place of mercy and compassion. And this is found in having this reminder of him using the word fulfill, which the word fulfill means to make complete. And understanding this unlocks the core of Jesus' message to us today, namely that he wants us to be whole and to be complete. This is why he says we must be more righteous than the scribes and Pharisees, because the scribes and Pharisees had an incompleteness about them. The scribes and Pharisees were hyper-focused on the external law. And so they saw holiness as something that one could objectify and or measure objectively, that you could look at someone's actions and determine how holy they were. And if someone followed the letter of the law, they were in the good graces of God. They were holy. The problem with this is that, as we see with people that we can look up to at times, that sometimes what we see them do does not match their interior life and heart. Think of the scandals that have come out from people that we thought were good examples and people to look up to, only to be found that their actions were a mirage. Their actions said yes, but their hearts said no. And so Jesus does not want us to only externally be doing the right thing. He wants the law to be followed internally in our heart, to have a completeness both externally and internally. As we hear him say, "You have heard it said, you shall not kill. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother is liable for judgment. You shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, everyone who looks with lust has already committed adultery in his heart." The Lord wants to see us fulfilled and complete, so that our actions match the movements of our heart. Because he knows, as we do, how terrible it is to act one way and know that within we are acting another way. This is why he is so harsh with the Pharisees, yet gentle with others, because he seeks to bring about a completeness to them in their situation. He sees that the Pharisees externally are doing the right thing, but internally are not. On the other hand, those who externally appear to be breaking the law, tax collectors and sinners, Jesus sees the goodness of their hearts, and so he treats them with mercy and compassion, while he challenges the Pharisees and scribes. In both cases, he is trying to bring about a fulfillment in their lives. He wants the Pharisees' heart to match their actions, and he wants the sinners' actions to match their hearts. Now, I think this can, in some ways, be a difficult balance for us as Catholics it's an important balance for us to find because we have many rules in our faith. And it can be easy to fall into two extremes, to become pharisaical and focus only on the externals. Did I go to Mass? Check. Did I say my prayers? Check. Did I buy a fish fry during Lent? Check. And we can go through the motions and our hearts are checked out of what we're really doing. How many times do we find ourselves physically present at Mass, but our hearts are far away? On the other extreme, we can find ourselves focused too much on our internal feelings. And we see this with our culture today, and act on those feelings alone without God's law to guide and direct those feelings. And so in both extremes, we see an incompleteness, a lack of fulfillment within ourselves. And Jesus, out of his great love for us, hates to see this. He wants to see us integrated, made complete, fulfilled. Which makes it fitting that we have this gospel right before Lent, starting on Wednesday, because that's precisely the purpose of Lent, to help our actions and heart join more closely together. And so as we think about what we may give up or implement for Lent, we should be considering, where is there an incompleteness between my actions and my heart? And there we will find the best practice to undergo to bring them back to unity. So how Jesus' words today can appear different from sometimes the gentle Jesus we often think about, we see that they come from the same place of love. A love which wants to see us whole and complete, fulfilled, so that we can live a life where both our actions and hearts make our yes mean yes, and our no mean no.